Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin the third parak of Maseches Ahlos. So now we're going to talk about two pieces of one body and whether they can combine to be metame, because we already discussed at the end of the last parak when you have pieces from two different bodies. So call it metame ba'ol shenechleku. Anything that's metame ba'ol that was cut up into pieces, v'chnisan l'toch habayis, and you brought both parts of it, both halves, into the house. Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas metare. Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas says that everything is going to be tahar because they're not mitzdarif with one another. V'cham metame l'cham say they are mitzdarif with one another. But that ketzad. So, for example, how does this work? If a person touches two half kazesim of a nevela, or he carries two half kazesim of a nevela, uva mace, or in the case of a dead body where there's going to be tumas oel, you're touching a chatzis zayis of a mace, and you're being mahil over a chatzis zayis. So, or you're touching a chatzis zayis, and another chatzis zayis of a basar from a mace is being mahil over you, is hovering over your head. My hilal kashne chatzay zesim, or you yourself are hovering over two chatzay zesim, or my hilal chatzay zayis v'chatzay zayis my hilal love. You're hovering over a chatzay zayis, and another chatzay zayis is hovering over you. Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas metar v'cham metamin. In all those cases, Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas is metar v'cham say that at demrit starif. Avol nogeb chatzay zayis v'davar acher my hilal love v'yal kechatzay zayis, or my hilal chatzay zayis v'davar acher my hilal love v'yal. But everyone agrees that if we're utilizing ohel hamshacha, that which means you're under the same roof as something, meaning the types of ohel we've been talking about until this point is where you're hovering over the tumah, or the tumah is hovering directly over you. But what if you're in the same room as the tumah? So if you're in the same room as half of the shear of tumah, and you're being and hovering over the other half, or touching the other half, that for sure is not mitzdarif, says the Tanakhama. That even in such case of an ohel hamshacha, you'll have the same machlokas. Hakol tamei. In all the cases, the chum hold that two smaller pieces will be tamei. Chutz min amaga im amasa v'amasa im ohel, except for trying to combine tumas maga with tumas masa, or tumas masa with tumas ohel. Those are so different from one another; they cannot combine. Zakal kolshem mishem echa tamei. Anytime there are two types of tuma that you're trying to combine are in the same shame, they have the same basic name. They're both tumas maga, they're both tumas masa, they're both. So then it's going to be mitzdarif. But mishnei shem was tahar. But if it has two different names to it, then it's going to be tahar. Mishnah beis. Malot tavrid rekav shenes basa b'tocha bayis. If you have a spoonful of dead body dust that scatters all over the house and gets mixed with the dirt of the house, habayis tameh. The house is tameh. Even though it's mixed in with the dirt of your house, it's not batel. So it's still metameh ba'ohel. Rabbi Shimon metar, but Rabbi Shimon holds that it's tahar. So that he holds that Malot Tavrid Rekav could be metame only if it's pure. Revius dam shenivla b'tocha bayis. If you have a revius of blood that's absorbed into the floor of the house, you used to have dirt floors, not like tile or marble floors. Habayis tahar. The house is going to be tahar because the blood is gone. Nivla b'ksus. If it gets absorbed into clothing, imis kabesas v'yosemin revius dam temeya. If you can launder the clothing and get a revius dam to come out of the clothing, then it's temeya. Then there's still a revius dam that exists. V'im lav tahara, but if even laundering the clothing would not draw or revius dam out of it, then it's tahara. Shakala blu sheni yocholatzeis tahara, because anything that's absorbed, that's not able to come out, is going to be tahara. So to review what we learned today in the first two mishnayis, in the third parak, in the first mishnah we discussed anything that's metame ba'ohel, that's divided into two pieces, and you bring it into the house, it's a machlokes between Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus and the Chachamim, and we discussed being mitzdaref, being mahil over something, and something else being mahil over you, touching and being mahil, and the first opinion in the Mishnah held that we don't, that everyone agrees we're not mitzdaref with ohel hamshacha, which means being under the same roof, and the second opinion holds it's still the same exact machlokes, and then we said that in order for things to be mitzdaref, they need to have the same shame. And then in Mishnah Beis, we said that there's a machlokas whether a melot tavrid rekev is metame ba'ohel only when it's pure, or even when it's not pure, when it's mixed with things. And we discussed the revi'ez dam that's absorbed into the floor is no longer metame, absorbed into a beged. It depends if you're able to draw out that revi'ez dam through laundering the clothing. Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel.